أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنسيهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, taqabbal Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and allow Qari Sahib to continue reciting for many years inshallah. Respected brothers and elders, alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate that we have with us tonight one of the senior ulama of our country, Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab Damu Barakatuhum. Mufti Sahab is the Amir of Markaz Sahaba radio station where he hosts many programs on air. Mufti Sahab hosts the Q&A on a Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. as well as every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. And Mufti Sahab also answers various questions every morning from non-Muslim listeners. He also hosts a tafsir program on Monday to Thursday from 1 to 1.30 p.m. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant Mufti Sahab acceptance, long life, and keep his shadow over us for many, many years and allow us to take benefit, inshallah.
بالکل.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 17th of Sha'ban 1443. And we have a special lesson tonight, and that is for our honorable imams, huffaz and leaders who will be performing the Taraweeh Salat. So certain advices, guidance inshallah will be rendered to one and all, those who are performing the imamat and those who are following as well. When we study the noble Quran, my brothers, sisters, we know there are 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, 540 rukus. So therefore it will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything attached and connected to the Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the best. Where was it revealed? In Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara and surroundings. Hence those cities became the greatest cities. Who was the angel who brought it to the heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak heart? So the archangel, the greatest angel, and that is Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, so he became the greatest. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Qalb Mubarak, the Mubarak, blessed heart of the Master alayhi salam, received it. Hence he, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, became the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe and creation. And we are the ummah who received it, so we became the best. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And we know that the person who learns the Quran Sharif, teaches it to others, he becomes the best. If you look at the chain of transmission of this hadith in Bukhari Sharif, and if you go to Tirmidhi Sharif and the commentary, you will find that there is one Rawi, one reporter, Abu Abdurrahman Sulami, Rahimahullah. He says, أَقْعَدَنِي هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ فِي هَذَا الْمَقْعَدِ, that this hadith made me sit here. So the ulama started counting. So they took from the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, because Sayyidina Usman reported this hadith, right till the end of Hajjaj bin Yusuf when he passed away, Abu Abdurrahman Sulami, then it works out to 72 years he was teaching the noble Quran. And if you take the ending of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an to the beginning of Hajjaj bin Yusuf, then it works out to 38 years. So if you take the average, it's 55 years at least, that's minimum. So how they would dedicate their life to the noble Quran? We in South Africa, we know about Robben Island for various reasons, but we have forgotten it for the main reason. Study our own history in South Africa and you will know, my brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, there was a scholar, a sheikh, an imam, Imam Twanguru Rahimahullah. Imam Twanguru was sent in as a political prisoner in exile. And he was sent here to Robben Island, the year 1781 to 1793. The 13 years he spent at Robben Island, he didn't kill time and waste time. There at Robben Island, he wrote the entire Quran Sharif from memory. The first Quran Sharif in the history of South Africa to be written. And the mu'jiza and miracle of the noble Quran, that it was written in South Africa 1781 to 1793. If you go today to Cape Town to Boer Kaap, you will find there was a Hilton Hotel, now it changed to Hyatt Hotel. Just walk a little bit from there, 100, 200 meters, you will find a masjid, and again he's the first imam, the first mudarris and teacher. Lo and behold, and if you see the plaque, you will see 1794, the first masjid to be built 200 years before our democracy in 1994, remember, was there in Cape Town. Again, his name features. So that is what we must appreciate. My own ustad, my honorable ustad, by whom I completed hifz from starting to end with Allah's fazl, hadha min fadli rabbi, hadha rahmatul mi rabbi, by Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, hafidhullah. He is teaching hifz more than 55 years. His students, his ustad is Sheikh Bulli, Sheikh Salih Abadi, and then their mashayikh go to Makkah and all that. So it shows we have a chain of transmission. When we study the noble Quran, remember that the chain will go back to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, and thereafter it will go to Almighty Allah Jalla wala himself. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Surely we have revealed this reminder piecemeal gradually, and we are the ones who preserve it, protect it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. You know, on the radio, many of you listen, alhamdulillah. So we say, we challenge the Pope, we challenge the priest, we challenge everybody. Show us one Bible of yours that is in its pristine purity, in the original language, from cover to cover. So the answer came from the Pope, that he also doesn't know it by heart, hence there's no hope for the Pope. You see, and if you challenge the Jutla, the chief rabbi of Israel and them, so they will tell you that you anti-Semite. Whenever you put them in a corner, then they will tell you you anti-Semite. So this is our distinction. Quickly, because of time, I just relate to you two incidents of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, and then I will start giving the advices regarding Ramadan and Taraweeh and so forth. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, was a celebrated student of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, it was famous about him that his one student used to complete the Quran Sharif daily. So one day he called him and he asked him, is it true that you complete the Quran Sharif daily? So he, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, student, said yes. So he, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, said, told that student, when you read the Quran Sharif, then you must just imagine that you are reciting it to me, your ustad, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. So he said, fine. So the next day, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal asked him, how many Jews, how many parts you read? He said, 10 Jews. He said, now you must imagine, the next day, you're reciting it to Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then you must inform me how many Jews you read. So he came the next day, he said, I could only manage one Jews, because I was imagining I'm reading it to the master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal told him that the third day, that now you read it and say, I'm reading to you, O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and then come and inform me. He came back the next day, he was weeping, sobbing, crying, and he said, O Ustad, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, I could not even complete Surah Fatiha. You see, my brother. So me and you, sometimes we don't read Taraweeh, we read like Ferrari, you know how it goes. We just press the accelerator, up, down, kiss the ground, back to town. And the people also, they love it. On the air, we accommodate all type of questions. So one Baji sent me, old man, he say, I sit on the chair, our Maulana, he goes so fast in Taraweeh that I have to wear safety belts, you know. Says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You see, just now we topple down, so better I wear safety belt. So imagine this kind of tarawih we perform, brothers. So we might take it lightheartedly, but it's a serious, serious offense. Do we know who is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, was known as Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Those of you ulama, students who know Arabic, you should read the book, Manaqib Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, by Ibn al-Jawzi, and you will find this incident in detail. So it was the reign of the Mu'tazilites, the people who are rationalists. They wanted to understand everything of Quran and Sunnah logically. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal told them, Al-Quran ghayru makhluq. The Quran Sharif was, is, will always be. It is perpetual, eternal, because it is the direct speech of Almighty Allah. So it is kalamullahi ghayru makhluq. And there's no starting, no ending, like Almighty Allah. He will awwalu bila bidaya, and who will akhiru bila nihaya. So Almighty Allah was, is, will always be. Hence Almighty Allah's speech is like that. But they said no. They said you must retract your fatwa and verdict. He told them do whatever you want to. So you know the way of the people who are on batil and on falsehood, they will intimidate you, try and punish you and so forth. He was brought in public, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, and they whipped him. He said, Bismillah. They lashed him the second time. He said, Alhamdulillah. The third time they lashed him, he said, قُلْ لَيُّصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Nothing will happen to us except what Almighty Allah has decreed. So imagine they continued whipping him. While they were whipping him, his izar was about to fall. He looked at the heavens and the skies and he said, Ya Allah, Meri Lajrat, keep my honor intact, Ya Allah. I'm taking this punishment for your kalam, for your Quran, Ya Allah. Karamatan lihadal imam il jaleel. Out of honor for this imam, Allah Jalla wa Allah, let his izar come back. He told his tormentors that Baini wa Bainakum Yawm al Janaza. Go read the books on the profile. I went to his Qabr Mubarak as well. Wulida bi Baghdad, wa tuwfiya bi Baghdad. This Imam Jalil, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, was born in Baghdad. He passes away in Baghdad in Iraq. And next to him is Bishr Hafi, rahimahullah, the sage of the age. Nevertheless, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal told them that you will see what will happen on the day of my janaza. When he passes away in 241, lo and behold, what happens? 800,000 plus people attend his salatul janaza, and more than 20,000 people, Christian, Jews and non-Muslims, embrace Islam. This is karama and honor for this imam. This incident, we must remember, if we want, you will find it in some books where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's profile is mentioned in detail. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, is his, you must remember, beloved teacher. When Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was asked, tell us about your teacher, Ash-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he used to say, Ash-Shafi'i ka shamsi lid-dunya, how the sun came, and it illuminates the world. Al-Imam al-Shafi came. He illuminated the world with his knowledge. He, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, used to say, for 30 years consecutively, I would not sleep until and unless I first would make dua for my honorable ustad, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Imam Shafi'i left Baghdad in the year 199. He goes to Cairo, he passes away in 204, and is buried there. We've been to all four Imams, Mubarak, graves and so forth, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So nevertheless, this incident where he was whipped and lashed is after Al-Imam Shafi'i left Baghdad and went to Cairo and Egypt. So when Imam Shafi'i heard what happened to his celebrated student, that time wasn't all this what we have just sent WhatsApp and SMS and email. So he told his student, he wrote a letter, that kurta mubarak you had on, please send it to me. I want that kurta of yours where they were whipping you and lashing you. So the letter came to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. And thereafter, he parceled it up, wrapped it up, and sent it to his ustad, Al-Imam Shafi'i. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, took the kurta of his beloved student, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. He washed it with his own hands, and then he took the water, and then he started drinking it, and said, "This is how I love my student, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah." Where are we, my brothers? Think properly. So study all the great sacrifices that were made for the noble Quran in the past, in the present, and see in different parts of the world. So quickly, let's give you some advices. MashaAllah, you will be starting your Taraweeh. This year we know already 90%, inshaAllah, that our Taraweeh will start on the 2nd of April, the 2nd Saturday night, inshallah, because the chances to see the moon are very slim. We have to look for it, obviously. But 99%, inshallah, Taraweeh will start Saturday night, and that is the 2nd of April. So before that night, what must you do? From now, already contact your teachers and tell them to make special dua for you, that you're going to stand on the musalla. You know, on a musalla, you can draw a blank. And then what happens? One day we were in Medina Munawwara. Sheikh Huzaifi is imam. One day I saw him walking, a few years ago, and he was alone, no police, nothing. So I just ran, and I started speaking to him. So I told him, "Sheikh, how many years you imam?" So he said, "Just leave all this kalam and all that." I said, "Okay." I turned the question the other way around. Akthar min arba'een or aqal min arba'een aama. That more than 40 years or less than 40 years. So he started laughing there. So more than 40 years imam in Masjid Nabawi. One day we were performing Taraweeh, such a big imam, such a big sheikh. I know he made about 12, 15 mistakes in these 10 rakats. They just go blank. So brothers, ask your beloved parents, go kiss their hands and say, "Oh Abi, oh Ummi, make dua. That this Taraweeh I will manage nicely with siha and afia." Go to your teachers and ask them, kiss their hands and say, "Oh Ustad, give me permission, I can stand on this musalla." We can't just be going this like that. We must have the love and ihtiram for our beloved teachers. Then you, my youngster, oh imam, remember there is a shaitan, the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, and that shaitan's name is Walahan. Walahan comes, he blows our fuses and confuses us. Sometime now we're making wudu. So now while we're in salat, we start thinking, did I wash my elbows properly or not? Did I wash my ankles properly or not? All these waswasa will come. Now you have to concentrate, you know what is Taraweeh. So beg Almighty Allah from now, Ya Allah, protect me from Walahan. Protect me from Shayateen al-Insi wal-Jinn. So the hadith in Tirmidhi. Then you get another shaitan, and his name is Khinzab. What is his name? Khinzab. Walahan, W-A-L-A-H-A-N. And Khinzab, the hadith in Sahih Muslim, K-H-I-N-Z-A-B. So remember that he will come and blow our fuses in salat and confuse us. So many times, Ramadan time, I received the question, what must we do? Last night our imam read 3 rakats Taraweeh. So I said, I can understand the imam making a mistake. We're all human beings. But how you made a mistake, you understood? You all are 20, 50, 100, 200, dear imam. So the one chap will say he was thinking of his 3, 4 wives. One chap will say he was thinking of his 3, 4 shops. One chap will say, I'm thinking of my 3, 4 girlfriends, Allah forbid. So that is our salat now. Now imagine, the imam made mistake, but where are you? So brothers, therefore, we must ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for protection. For, you must remember from Khinzab. He is the one who confuses us and blows our fuses. You like stories, I tell you a new story. I think first time on air I'm to say this story. You see, there was an imam. So now, 27th night that year, they were completing the Quran. So every day he knew everything what to do, but now he's from what duha downwards there to read, 27 night, you know. So every time he had huzu, everything first class. So that night one trustee, one big shot told him, no, you must come to my house and we have dawat and all that and all that. Before that they just used to have lights and eat after Taraweeh and witr and all these type of things. So he now the trustee, make a big shot happy, you know. So he went there, everything they had there, big meal, all that. So in that maybe the wind also came out, but he forgot completely. So mashallah, he had to perform the last four rakats of Taraweeh and he performed the four rakats of Isha as Imam. So four rakats Imam, Isha he performed, 16 rakats the others performed. Now when he came to read the last four rakats, then it struck him that, you know what, my wuzu is broken. So now he stood up and he said, men of taqwa, piety. So he told the congregation, please make me maaf, you know, that I read Isha Salat also, and mistake, I didn't have wudu. Then we read Taraweeh also that, so we have to repeat everything now. So now how many rakats they're going to read? So they're going to read another 20 rakats, and they have to read Isha also first, and then 20 rakats and all that. So that night they read about 40 rakats. So the brothers came to the Imam, they told him, Imam Sahib, you know what? One thing happened we sure about, that tonight is Laylatul Qadr. You know, 100% is Laylatul Qadr tonight. Because we finished 40 rakats. What the thing happened today, man? In our life we never had 40 rakats, but tonight we hit 40 rakats. And Allah shukr, it was from Wad Duha downwards, so therefore Allah Ta'ala kabul farmai, you see. So therefore it can happen you, my youngster, because you're in the habit, you know. Now our clothing, see the type of clothing we come with sometimes. You must be the one to wear white clothing. MashaAllah, be well dressed nicely. Ya bani adama khudhu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. When you go for salat, Quran says, you must take your zina, take your beauty with you. Sometimes you see the imam coming, and his trouser is so long, far below the ankle, or his kurta, or maybe his hat also is half crooked, like the jutla, small hat, it falls down all the time, you know. So we must know in front of who we are standing and so forth. That's one, another point also. Thereafter, remember that for who are we reading? Innamal a'malu binniyat. You know this hadith is so famous. Imam Bukhari brought it in the starting of his work, Sahihul Bukhari. Allama Nawawi mentioned it in the starting, you must remember, of Riyadu Salihin. And you see that is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif right in the beginning. So why they mentioned this? So anything mundane, worldly, deeni, religious, jaisi niyat, waisi barkat. Ask ourselves, what is our niyat, what is our intention, you must remember. So in that way there, then Almighty Allah will let it bear fruits, always. So ask ourselves, who we want to please? You'll know, Qari, Hafiz Nurbai, he's Rahimahullah. He was a lover of Quran. And if you read Quran Sharif behind him, so he used to read it slow, slow. He shouldn't worry of the people. He told me himself, you know. He say when he used to read sometimes in certain masajid, so the people, when they go in sajda, they tap his toe, make quick, like, you understand? How long you are reading? They take the finger and they tickle his toe. That, how can you take so long? You don't know how busy we are. So imagine people do all crazy things like this. You understood? In salat and this type of things. Yeah. So we must be clear that for whom am I reading the Taraweeh and so forth and so on. So remember that it must be for the sake of Allah. Then there will be barakah and goodness in it. And you, the honorable imam, this is a appeal, a request from my side. Don't just perform 20 rakats Taraweeh and just go away and so forth. Okay, Isha, Witr and so. Make the Ramadan much more meaningful for the public. See, I give you three ideas. Number one, every day you teach them one dua. Every day you teach them one dua. How many brothers here are fasting for 20, 40, 50 years? My uncle, my chacha, my kaka. We call him Bhamli Kaka, Ibrahim Kaka. He passed away now on a Friday last year. So I have to ask him, Kaka, ketra roza thia? How long you kept fasting? See, you know, for me, roza is very easy. He was 90 years old, he used to keep nafil roza also. So, Islamically. So he kept fast for 83, 84 years of his life. Like that. So how many people can do that? But we keep fast so many years, 5 years, 10 years, 50 years. But if you ask the person, read the dua after iftar, before Isha, before Maghrib Salat, after iftar, before Maghrib Salat, how many of us know that? So learn these du'as. So du'a number one, the shortest du'a you will find in Abu Dawood, at the time of iftar. So yesterday we were fasting, mashallah, many of you were fasting. So I read loud normally so people can read. So we read, now we are about to insert the date in our mouth. Allahumma laka sumtu wa ala rizqika aftartu. That is mentioned in Abu Dawood. There are other words also, but this is the shortest one. Oh Allah, for your love I kept this fast. On your risk we make the iftar. Then after the date and after the water, samosa, bhajja, juice, whatever. Then don't just rush for the salat. You, the imam, educate the people. Zahaba zwama'u. Zahaba zwama'u. Wabtallatil uruku. Wabtallatil uruku. Wasabatal ajru insha'Allah. Zahaba zama'u, this is after iftar, before the Maghrib Salat, the thirst is gone, the veins have become moistened, the reward is already established by Almighty Allah, is authentic hadith in Abu Dawud. So simple dua like this, from now we start learning it, our Ramadan will become much more meaningful. So dua before iftar, one day, dua after iftar next day, dua after witr, from now you start practicing hadith. The two du'as of before iftar, after iftar in Abu Dawud. And go to Sunan Nasai. For witr got nothing to do with Taraweeh only and Ramadan. Remember throughout the year. So what du'a would Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read? You must remember after the witr salat. Thrice the Master alayhi salam would read, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. سبحان الملك القدوس ومد صوته ورفع صوته حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم. The third time would prolong it, lengthen it and say it loudly. Every sunnah of حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم we practice on. Remember that فاتبعوني chapter 3 verse 31. What will happen? يحببكم الله. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. So teach them what is authentic. You see, after 4 rakats. So our people, we stop. And then we pause and all. It's fine, there's no problem. It's mustahab, it's fine. But then in some masajid, you will find big, big boards there. It's written, put a board there, put here, put there. Subhan al-Malik al-Qud. And what and what and what. So that dua is permissible, but is not sunnah. So sometimes the things that are sunnah, that we neglect. And the things that are not sunnah, the way we emphasize it, you will make and think that that is sunnah. So that we must be very careful of. That's not sunnah. Ibn Abidin rahimahullah is mentioned, and many ulama have mentioned. So in the fatawa kitab, so remember, it's permissible. I'm not saying not permissible, but it's not sunnah. So we must be always looking for what is sunnah. Speaking of that, I'll give you another incident. So now you are the imam. So now the sajda tilawat come. You're reading that surah alif lam mim sajda. Right? You read it Fridays and all that. So what we do in sajda tilawat imam, Allahu Akbar, because he knows he's worried about where must I start from, you see. So what happened was that we're reading and was Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, and we just carry on. No. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, in sajda tilawat is permissible, but it's not sunnah. So you honorable imams, you got time now. You must learn the sunnah dua. Where was I yesterday? Yeah, I was there in that one place. So the imam, I told him that he must teach the people, because I want he also must practice on it, that which are the sunnah du'as to read for sajda-i tilawat. So both ahadith as I mentioned in, remember, Tirmidhi Sharif, and both ahadith is sahih. There's a short du'a and a long du'a. So if you can't read both, at least read one du'a. And more so when you're the Imam in Taraweeh. So one thing is, every day, O Imam, teach your congregation a dua that is related something to the Taraweeh, to the Quran Sharif, and so forth and so on. So in that way, your Ramadan, their Ramadan, becomes much more appreciated, a quality Ramadan. So let's learn the dua for Sajda Tilawat. Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu. So we went into Sajda. For him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who created us, وَشَقَّ سَمْعَهُ وَبَصَرَهُ بِحَوْلِهِ وَقُوَّتِهِ. He, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, out of His infinite grace and mercy, He blessed us with the faculty of hearing and seeing with His might and power. Imagine what a profound, beautiful dua. And that dua is special for Sajda Tilawat. Open to the Mehdi Sharif. So it's not so difficult, it's one line. Second dua, which is a little bit long, there's four parts to it for Sajda Tilawat. One day I was in Zambia. It was a Friday. The Imam read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. So I was just giving nasiha. So I told, mashallah, the Imam read this. And this is the Sunnah dua. So some ulama came, they say, we're looking whole Tirmidhi, we can't find it. So I said, you're looking at the starting, look in the ending, you will find it there. So it's in the ending, this dua. So remember that, read this dua, A4 Sajda Tilawat. And what is the dua? Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Ya Allah, record for me in lieu of the Sajda Tilawat reward. Wadda anni biha wizra. Ya Allah, I perform the Sajda. Remove my sins from me, Ya Allah, in exchange of the Sajda. You know people, business people, they have inshore, offshore, this account, that account. So yeah, listen to the third part. Waj'alha li indaka zukhra. Ya Allah, I perform the Sajda Tilawat. So make it for me a treasure by you, Ya Allah, in the year after. Then anything we do, we beg Almighty Allah for qabooliyat. وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَهَا مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُدْ. Ya Allah, accept it from me as you accepted the sajda of Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. So dua like this. So how much more reward there will be, brothers. So don't just make Allah Akbar and carry on. Make food. Now one suggestion, you teach them the duas. Second suggestion, 25 prophets and messengers. Their honorable names are mentioned, you must remember, in the Quran Sharif. Every day you give them 1 minute, 2 minute, something of the Nabi. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, his honorable name is mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran. He was a person dark in complexion, sheepish hair. But Allah, that is never the criteria. The criteria is always our deeds, our actions. Allah elevated him so much and made him that Nabi Kalimullah. He spoke to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala directly. And his name, Nami Nami Isme Grami. His honorable name is mentioned the most in the noble Quran among all the prophets and messengers. Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, is, will always be the best. But certain things Allah Ta'ala gives other Anbiya and Prophets as well. Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam's name and honorable Mubarak name 20 times in the Quran. So every day, so you got 25 already. Then you take other important people. Hazrat Luqman radiallahu an, his name is mentioned in the Quran. Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, 34 times her name is mentioned in the Quran. Isa alayhi salam, 25 times his honorable name. Najashi. See, me and you, we were born Muslim, most of us. But till today, not one day we cried when we heard the Quran. Najashi, Negus, radiallahu anhu warda, when he heard the Quran, Surah 5, verse 83, the beginning of the 7 Jews, 7 Supara, before embracing Islam, Ja'far radiallahu anhu read Surah Maryam, and see what Allah says. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمْ. That when they heard what was revealed to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the tears were rolling, the eyes were filled with tears. Thereafter they said, Rabbana amanna faktubna ma'ashahideen. Ya Allah, we bring iman. Record our names amongst those who bear witness and testimony. So imagine. The Quran must have an impact upon us. Then our Sami, sometimes the Sami will make a mistake also. When we were young, you know, I'm still young, inshallah, but anyway, when we were young, you understood. So when we used to read Quran, you know, so you read by the Ustad, but sometimes the Ustad is very busy, so he'll tell you read by him. So our style was, we used to read standing, and he, the listener, will also be standing. So if I read wrong, he will say wrong, wrong, like that. So one day we Hafiz boys all behind the Imam. The Imam he read right, but that youngster next to us, he may be dreaming of soccer match or whatever. So in Salat he shouted wrong, wrong. So a lot of things can happen, you understood, in Salat and this type of. So make sure. Now sometime our pride, our arrogance also gets the better of us. I am the Imam, I made a mistake. Now when the Sami, the person listening, rectifies me, that I don't accept it or I make like I didn't hear it. So that is wrong. And sometimes the Hafiz boys, they come to an agreement. I'll read wrong, you don't take out my mistake, and you read wrong also, the public, what they know what's going on. So nobody takes out anyone's mistake. So that also is upside down. So we must remember, this is Kalamullah Ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, before reading the Quran, would kiss the Quran and say, Hada Dusturu Rabbi. Remember that. Thereafter, you must remember, when it comes to our Taraweeh and so forth, you know Sufyan Thawri, what he said in Tirmidhi, O Imam, when you go into Ruku Sajda, you should read it 5 times, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, so the people can read 3 times at least behind you. So if you can't read 5 times, at least read 3 times properly. But you see, if somebody has to call us, I say, you're a crook. You call me a crook. Or the worst crook. We will feel very upset, you know. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this person is the biggest crook. Who? Who does not perform the ruku and sajda properly. Imagine. So my brother, this hadith in Tirmidhi. Sahabi came. He performed salat. Nabi alayhi salatu salam, kum fa swalli fa innaka lam tuswalli. Go repeat your salat. You didn't read salat. He repeated the salat again. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him again, kum fa swalli fa innaka lam tuswalli. Go perform again. He said, Ya Rasul, he was a Bedouin, simple person. I don't know how to read better. Then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him regarding the different postures, how you must pose, whether it's our qawma or our jalsa and everything. Between the two sajdas and so forth, not Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Just going through like that now. So my brothers, remember this. We don't have to break any record. We are finishing Quran Sharif. Speaking about dua, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So I told you one is the dua. One is Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Third one, simple, simple masail. See, I give you one masla. You the public. You got the Imam, but now you will find the Imam said, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Now he's posing a little bit as he's supposed to do. So already you find some of the brothers, the Muswallis, Muqtadis, they're already halfway down in Sajda. They gone into that posture before the Imam. Do you know the wa'id, my brothers, the warning Nabi alayhi salam gave? حَوَّلَ اللَّهُ وَجْهَهُ حِمَارًا. Allah will make his face, make him like a donkey. Open Mishkat Sharif. What does it mean Allah will make him like a donkey? It means that when you want to give example, you say, Quran says, Surah 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, verse 5, you have ulama, you have great people, you have scholars, but sometimes you must remember we don't practice on it at all. We sell Islam or whatever. Whatever happens, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. Quran says that. So then you become like the donkey carrying a lot of books. So meaning you become like a fool, like an idiot. So the person there who's going into the actions before the Imam, you must remember Allah will make him a foolish person, a fool, an idiot. So our function is to follow the imam, not to do the actions before the imam. So think properly what we are doing. So we got du'as we can do every day. We can teach them masail, the masail we are sure about. Third one, we can teach them some history of the prophets and messengers. So many things we can do. When I was in America in 2000, whole Ramadan we spent there with Allah's help. So I should tell them after every salat we'll do something besides after Maghrib because everybody hungry then. So Fajr time I should sit there, I say anybody want to learn Quran come. Half the people don't know how to read Quran, looking inside. So after Zohar we say, now I can't remember but I'm just giving example. I said, okay, I'll do tafsir of Quran. Then after Asr I'll give you lecture and open the floor. Then we will do Q&A. Maghrib to Isha, okay, is eating time. And after Isha, we'll have hadith or something. So you, the imam, you're going to perform Taraweeh here and there. So make it something. People must look forward to it. When I went there to Blackburn, midsummer, we used to fast 20 hours, you know. So even the last 2 years and that, before COVID days to invite me, I say, it's too long the fast, you know. We can't manage. I manage my wife too difficult and all. So we can't sleep at night. So we finish up Taraweeh all late, it's up past 12. Then we must give talk. Then 1 o'clock at night is Q&A. And the people all sitting, 90%. So I used to wonder, you say, no, first time we're enjoying like this. You understand? Half past 2, sehri cut off. You must remember that. So where is time to sleep? So whole night you're awake, and then after Fajr we have short program, and then sleep wake up Zohar time. So like that you make it much more meaningful, inshallah. See, brothers, another important thing of dua. Now you're going to complete the Quran. You, my mother, sisters, brothers, your own tilawat also. That this weekend and before Ramadan, in Ramadan, you will complete the Quran Sharif. So what must you learn? You must learn the sunnah method of completing the Quran Sharif. If you want a reference of it, go open the Ma'ariful Quran. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah. We met him personally with Allah's help. He passed away in 76 Shawwal. And remember Ibn Kathir. Something for you ulama to learn. Remember where Ibn Kathir, Imaduddin Ibn Kathir is buried. Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykhul Islam, Rahimahullah, buried in the same graveyard. In Damascus. And that graveyard is called Maqbara al-Sufiyyah. That the graveyard of the Sufis, of the Awliyaullah. So one side Ibn Taymiyyah is buried, other side Ibn Kathir Rahimahullah is buried. You go to Damascus, you will find in Babu Saghir, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu is buried there, Muazzin of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum, the second Muazzin of Masjid Nabawi, he is also buried there. So lo and behold, both of them gave adhan in Medina Munawwara. During the time of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but both are buried in Damascus. So that is Allah's Qudrat. Carry on. So now, when in Tafsir Ibn Kathir, you will find the reference. We complete in the Quran Sharif, we come to the last 22 surahs. So, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Don't just start, Bismillah, Allah Akbar, Alam Nashra. No. That is khilafu sunnah. It's against the sunnah. So remember, many mums say, Allahu Akbar, that's shortcut. Otherwise, there's other words you can read. So nowadays I see some Quran Sharifs, that they heard this dua on the radio, so on the margin they have included it. So you can read that, mashallah. But shortcut you want to make, just say, Allahu Akbar. Then, Alam Nashra, you finish. فَإِذَا فَرَغَتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرَغَبْ Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wat-tini waz-zaytun. Then alaysallahu bi ahkamil hakimin. Allahu Akbar. Then bismillah and then iqra bismi. So like that we complete the Quran Sharif, and that is reviving another sunnah which we have forgotten, remember that, and neglected. Then in Bukhari Sharif in Fazailul Quran, the virtues of Quran, it is mentioned, بِإِسَمَا لِأَحَدِيمْ أَيَّقُولُ. It's very bad for a person to say, نَسِيتُ آيَةَ كَيْتَ وَكَيْتْ بَلْ نُسْيَا. You will see in our Quran Sharif, at the bottom is written, اللَّهُمَّ ذَكِّرْنِي مِنْهُمَا نَسِيتُ. I'm not saying it's haram or something, but I definitely will tell you this, If you're reading like that and you read the proper way mentioned in the hadith, singular, Allahumma zakkirni minhuma nussitu. Nussitu, the reward will be much more. And you read plural, Allahumma zakkirna minhuma nussina. The Imams of the Haram and that all, you can pick up anyone, that when they make dua 29 nights, they always will read correctly. Allahumma zakkirna minhuma nussina. So that is the proper method of reading this dua. So rectify these things here. And when we make Khatmul Quran, subhanallah. So what should we do? Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu in Allama Nawawi, you understand, Arba'een, his 40 ahadith compilation, you will find there jama'a ahlahu wa iyalahu. You know Sayyidina Anas bin Malik? Umm Sulaym radiallahu anhu was his honorable mother. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters Madinah Munawwara. People want to give gifts, take this. Lady, you see, when you have a lady of intelligence, you know, a lot of things happens, you know. But sometimes you get wrong one, then a lot of problems also. So anyway, you must remember, Umme Sulaym radiallahu anha, she came. She said, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my son Anas radiallahu an. So he will be your khadim. He will run your errands, do this. For 10 years he stayed with the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. Allah wa barik lahu fi ahlihi wa malihi. Ya Allah, give him barakah in his family, in his children, grandchildren. He used to count children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, like that, over 100. Last year I went to Maputo, and I was there by the family now. On Thursday I was there. So family is here. Haji Usman Sabur. Haji Usman Sabur, 4 wives, 25 children, 104 grandchildren. He passed away. So I told his children, I say, how many you guys got? They said, no, we can't compete with our father. So Sabur used to make so much sabur, so they kept his name Sabur. We get finished with one. Imagine. He knew all the names. 4 wives' names, 25 children names, 104 grandchildren. This is our zamana. He passed away on a Friday, 2006. So I had Jummah there also, Masjid Usman Sabur, Rahimahullah. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So my brothers, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik, over 100. Allah Ta'ala gave him. Children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So whoever is there, bring them all. We make dua collectively. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him, his harvest, his farm, all that must produce crops and harvest twice a year. Subhanallah, from that crops and harvest, fragrance used to emanate. So thus Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala an, he used to make special dua on occasion of Khatmul Quran. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah writes in Kitabul Azkar, when you complete the Quran Sharif, 4,000 malaika descend to say Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. So it's a great occasion. Remember that. So remember the last Hajj we went, the last Umrah we went in Ramadan, both 2019, 29 Ramadan, 29 Hajj, 2019 Hajj, 2019 Ramadan. See, Allah Ta'ala's taqseem, His kismah and His hikmah, we can't understand. So we were in Madinah Munawwara, 29 Ramadan, and Sheikh Salah Budair who completed Quran. So whenever I'm in Medina, I like to go upstairs. Because the wind and all that nice, you know. And we can read nicely. Not all pushing this way, that way. So, lo and behold, he started the witr and all this type of thing. No, he started the Taraweeh and all that, ending now the Quran. And then, before in the 20th rakat, they make the dua. So, suddenly you hear the rain. And it's raining, we're crying, and the rain is coming. So I asked one, two brothers of mine from South Africa, you'll know it rained. They were inside the masjid. See, what are you talking about? They're inside the masjid, they don't know it rained. Inside Masjid Nabawi. So sometimes it happens like that. Then that is 2019 Ramadan. And 2019 Hajj, so I told the brothers there, make dua, some rain comes. It was hot. Lo and behold, we perform Zuhur, Asr, everything finished, we make Jama'ah. So all that with Allah's help, and thereafter, so I told them that now everybody do this, finish. 2 o'clock the rain came. First time in my life we experienced it. Till 4 o'clock, for 2 hours consecutively, it rained and rained and rained in Arafat. So what more we can ask from Almighty Allah? So brothers, so this Quran Sharif, Taraweeh, so it's not small thing. Allah has chosen you. If I tell you stories when I went to Uruguay and when I went to Brazil and go to other countries, during Ramadan time, what things we see there. So it's an entire different chapter. So these are few advices I wanted to share with you. So inshallah, I wanted to have Q&A, but we have to finish up now, 7:30, 7:35. So because Salat here is early. So any one of you got a question, the request was I must finish up, you understand? So I said, fine. So anyway, any one of you that got questions, so you should send it to me by WhatsApp tomorrow between 2 and 4. Inshallah, we'll answer it on the Q&A. So 071-888-1184. My nephew is here, Mawlana Ismail Karim. He got my numbers there. You can ask him. So any one of you want the numbers, you just contact Mawlana Ismail there. And mashallah, he'll give you the number. And then you send your questions, inshallah, there to us. And then we tomorrow, between 2 and 4, or Monday, if you want to, then tell us which day. Then we'll answer. Answer it on that day, Sunday or Monday, inshallah al-Aziz. So my time is almost exhausted. We have to place on record our sincerest thanks to all the people who made this broadcast possible and so forth. Thousands of people benefit. We get very good feedback. Muslims, non-Muslim and so forth. It's only Allah's fazl. We can do nothing without Allah's mercy. So our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the whole capital group, Allah Jalla Wala reward them. Our brother Faisal Asmal and his son Yusuf Asmal of Sirius FM. All the directors, mashallah, of Radio Al-Ansar, Allah Jalla Wala reward you. Then, mashallah, our team here, my brother Dawood Munli, our Hafiz Muhammad Basa, and mashallah, my brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, he must be somewhere outside there. He looks after your people's cars, you know, mashallah. So, mashallah, he's our Khidmat Jawad. So his brother is very ill, brother Junaid Asmal. So make dua for him also. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant him Shifa-e Kamil as well. And all those who are sick, remember you are sick, cry to Allah. Ya Allah, give me siha, afiyah, so I can fast, Ya Allah. Remember, no true Muslim will want to pay fidya. We all want to fast. If you make that himmat and cry to Allah, Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan lana wa sallimu lana mutaqabbala. So inshallah, Almighty Allah will make it easy for all of us, inshallah. And then we have to thank, mashallah, our team there in Johannesburg, the Lanesia also, that they had to prepare all the podcasts and so forth. So inshallah, Suleiman Esop is there. So he will prepare the podcast. Say by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock tonight, we'll send it out, inshallah, Al-Aziz. Tomorrow we're going back, so make dua for us also during this month of Ramadan. We will make dua. Last dua I am requesting each one. Remember, make special dua for the Haramain Sharifain, Majidul Aqsa and all our masajid. And the greatest dua, brothers, sisters, we all have to make. This is imperative, compulsory. Remember is Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Ya Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam. And unite me, Ya Allah, with the pious and devout servants. So to pass away on Iman, that is the greatest thing. How many people are living this world, if you only know, without Iman, without Islam? So you must remember, I just give you one statistic. When we used to go, I've been 5-6 times, I can't remember, to South America. So the ulama who were there, who studied the history, how many Arabs went there? And 50 years ago, 70 years ago, and 60 years ago, more than 2 million of them left the fold of Islam. This is not fairy tales, my brothers. This is hakikat, reality. So therefore, cry for the ummah, cry for the mujahideen, cry for the children who are impacted by the war and so forth, Syria and Libya and Iraq and so many places, Afghanistan. So Allah Jalla wa Ala make it easy for them. So my time is exhausted. We'll make a short dua, 2-3 minutes, and we say Jazakallah khair to Abu Mawana Asmal, to all the trustees here and so forth. I don't know who is who, but Allah Jalla wa Ala reward all of you. Barakallahu fiqh, Jazakallah khair. So we make dua now inshaAllah. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموت المسلمين اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس الأعلى اللهم ارزقنا جنة الفردوس الأعلى اللهم اجعلنا هاديين مهديين موفقين مقبولين يا رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين